How many countries supplied both sides during the Iran-Iraq War? The answer is 10. The percentage who say they are the next Bill Gates, 24. Statistics like these are featured each month in Harper's Index, which was added to Harper's Magazine 19 years ago today. Charis Khan is a senior editor at the magazine.
Harper's editor Lewis Lapham invented the index in 1984 as part of the new magazine redesign, and the plan was that people were being inundated by information, and Lewis felt that not only were they being inundated by information, but it was often used in the service of arguments where it really had no place. So he thought of the idea of giving you a lot of facts and trying to take them away from context that might cloud them.
So they're purposely out of context.
Yes, except that the way the other part of the index goes is that they're juxtaposed so that they have a context of their own. They relate to themselves, the statistics, to a lot of different stories at once.
Has the list evolved over time?
Yes. It used to be the lines were much shorter, which perhaps was good. On the other hand, we didn't used to have sources in the magazine. Now, at the back of the issue, there's always a list of sources where we've got everything. And they used to also be more obvious kinds of numbers. I think in the beginning we used up all the numbers that everybody already expected to see. For instance, the difference between the black experience and the white experience in America economically, the poor, you know, having a bad time in general, the rich getting richer. We used a lot of those motifs early on, and now if we approach those issues, we try to do something different about them. We try to give them a new twist.
You have some favorites?
It's hard to have favorites when you've published 20,000 statistics, as I have. But there are always great new numbers that surprise me. Let's see, the one we just did recently that I've always felt was true, but I needed a number to verify that other people felt this way. Chances that a U.S. adult does not want to live to be 120 under any circumstances, 2 in 3. So I'm not alone.
I like the factor by which the number of Americans who have tried to impersonate Elvis exceeds the population of Tennessee.
And what is the number? 3. Yeah. Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah, some of these are quite funny, and then you come across some that are tragic and sad.
Mm-hmm.
And you get that little whiplash effect.
Yes, I like that whiplash effect. I see people on the subway reading it sometimes, and it's really fun to watch their eyebrows. They go up and down and up and down.
And some, you just know there's a story there. Percentage change since 1990 in the number of U.S. school children labeled disabled, which is plus 37.
Yes. And what's interesting, there's a perfect example of a statistic where people could have different readings about what that means. That one you just read, someone could say, well, I guess they're catching a lot more disabledness. We have better techniques. But you could also say, these are false diagnoses. This is just a way of putting children in a category. So you could read it in two diametrically opposed ways. Again, as Lewis sort of intended, it's really for you to decide.
Or definitions have changed.
Yes, perhaps definitions have changed. Right. Exactly.
It makes you wonder if everything can be reduced to a statistic somehow.
I've spent many fruitless hours trying to take a very complex news story and get a way of telling it in a statistical manner. And sometimes you can't do it, I have to admit. That's what the rest of the magazine is for, Bob.
Charis Khan, senior editor at Harper's Magazine.